Rummy in 1976 was involved in the rescue and of the flight that had been hijacked, the Air France flight that had been hijacked and that was rerouted to Entebbe. Good morning. Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you. Good morning to you, to everyone.
So it's... That, you know, we were speaking a little bit earlier about bullying, about, and Zanati was telling us about a defining moment in her life. The Entebbe actually was in many ways a defining moment in Israel's history. It was one of the times that Israel did stand up to the bully and to terrorism. I'm not saying it normally doesn't, but it was very global, the response. But it must have been a defining moment in your life as well. There must have been a before Entebbe and after Entebbe, Rummy.
When I was on the ground in Entebbe, and as I flew back from Entebbe to Israel, in the 3 days, I was occupied in another mission, secret mission, and it doesn't look something special.
Really?
Now we talk about, you know, the most famous rescue mission, and we talk about the influence in the Jewish history or Israel history, but I was 23 years old.
That's
I
so
knew that I have to do something.
Right.
And we were back. We succeeded. But...
That is probably the most Israeli response I've ever heard to being involved in Entebbe. We came back, we succeeded, we moved on. We went on to the next thing. I think it's incredible. But
it's true.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it. I think it's quite amazing though. Because as, you know, for the rest of the world, and maybe it was, you know, I remember I was a young child at the time, and I remember being, the school kind of was called together, and, it was a Jewish school, and we were told about this, and it had a very, very real impact, on us as children. And I have noticed that this was a seminal moment in Jewish history. But it's fascinating that living through it and being part of it and being on the ground at Entebbe was almost just like another day's work, which is very interesting that.
And it was like that for many years, since the 40 years anniversary of the operation 2016, when my life changed, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
You know, because the Chabad rabbi in Copenhagen invited me to give a talk, and it was the first time I...
Really? Was that the first time you spoke about it?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
And since then, I was invited all around the world. Now it's a time for South Africa.
Right.
And I understood something which was very difficult for me to understand while I'm in Israel. To know the Jewish perspective of the operation.
Expand on that. Tell me what that means.
The Jewish look at it as a connection and a save of the Jews. It's the importance of the existence of the state of Israel, that they have an army and force, and they will do as much as they can to defend any Jews ever in every community around the world. But while you are in Israel, you are much more Israeli. Especially the secular, as I grew up in a kibbutz, in a very radical left kibbutz, you know. So it was hard for me to understand the connection. The meaning.
I guess it was a way as well, following the Holocaust. I mean, it was obviously a number of years later, but it was almost the counter to it, is that we will not be, as Jews, we will not be helpless again. That we have a way in which we will go out and we will, no matter where you are, no matter where in the world you are, if you are a Jew, we will not allow what happened in Europe in the 1940s to ever happen again. So it almost turned, it took back at the narrative that Jews went to the, you know, this whole thing about that they went to the slaughter like lambs, you know, this terrible image. And Israel entire existence does exactly that. But I get the sense that Entebbe was that that moment where it was defined for the entire world, not just for Israel. And that's really what you're saying, is that the impact was possibly greater around the world than it was in Israel.
No doubt about it. Because the operation, it's a mix of different aspects. And that's why different society invited me.
Right.
Schools, Christians.
Right.
Military group.
What is your message when you talk to groups around the world, whether it's Jewish, Christian, children, adults, is there a central message? Because obviously, especially children and everybody's interested in the history around it, you know, and what actually happened. And the story is obviously an interesting story. But it's more than that, because we can read the story, or we can watch a movie, whether it's accurate or not. We can talk about that in a moment. But what is the message that you, what is your mission now in terms of this message?
There is four parts which I put focus, and each place where I talk, I put more light on that one or the other one.
Sure.
The first
one,
I know
you are giving talks. We'll give some of the information in a moment.
The most important is the Jewish mission. There is a mutual responsibility. There is a something which connects every Jew to Israel and Israel to the Jews. And for that, we have to always to put light on the word Jew and to give to us in Israel that even we are Israeli before that, or sometimes we're not see very clear we are Jew. So that is the first. That is a message from the operation. Otherwise, why we flew over to take out from Entebbe not only the Israeli, why we are respond to the Jews from different countries.
Sure.
So that's one message. Of course, it's in much, much more detail, but if I do. The other one, that it's happened again, the Holocaust, the selection. And that's not only a message for the Jews. Of course, in our history, unfortunately, and I'm second generation, it's a very important message. 30 years after the most terrible event in a Israeli or Jewish people, it happened again. It was a selection between Jews and non-Jews. But that is a message for fighting against genocide. It's not just question of the Jews. It's a genocide was in Rwanda, was in Darfur, was in Cambodia. So that is another aspect. The other aspect, which I bring very clear into my talk, it's a message of we are not alone. For the few Christian people who left a message to the Jews first, but not only, that they understand who is the Jews, what is the Jews' history, and what is a good thing and positive on these 15 million people. And then stood. It was the captain of the Air Force flight who decided to stay with the hostages in Entebbe. It's a message.
Yeah, that's incredible.
There is
Bruce
McKenzie,
it's
a Christian man who lost his life because of the operation.
Right.
And he helped Israel in many different aspects. So that is the third. And the last, and I put it in the last, after 40, almost 45 years, it's a question, how do we stop or fight terror? What do we do? What is mean terror? It was a terror attack at the beginning, not against the Israeli Jews or the Jews around the world, because most of the passengers on the plane was non-Jews. It's a message for today and not for the past.
And one of our listeners saying also was just the Munich Olympics, of course.
It was 4 years before, 72.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I tell you what stuck with me? The fact that you say that you were just doing your job. You were literally just going on about your day, doing what you were supposed to do. You didn't feel special and you didn't think that,
incredible.
And you, yeah, that you didn't think that you were making history, but yet obviously other people believe that you made history. You didn't feel like Superman at the time, but I mean, you made history and you did such an incredible thing when you were just doing what you think you was just supposed to do, your job. I think that's incredible.
I think it's not a personal story. Of course, I represent myself, but it's not a personal story at all.
Yeah.
It's a story for the world. It's a story for the Jewish people, for the state of Israel. It's for us and not something I bring myself into the front. It's not me at all. You know, I came to the world and go from the world one day, but the story should be exist. And that's the most important.
Absolutely amazing. We do unfortunately have to leave it here, but you could hear more. I believe tonight that you are speaking at the Sydenham Shul. That is going to be at 7:45. You can go there. You can pay at the door. Then at the HOD Sfaradi Shul, that's on Shabbat morning. And on Monday the 24th.
3 weeks in South Africa.
Wow. I see. I'm just looking at this. I'm just looking at the itinerary, Mizrahi Shul, on the 7th of March. So quite an extensive itinerary. I think probably the best thing to do is go to look at www.sidshul. sydshul.co.za. I'm sure you can get more information there. But if you do want to hear Rami talk tonight, that's taking place at 7:45 at the Sydenham Shul. An amazing, amazing story and some incredible lessons. It certainly sounds like something very, very much worth attending. It is about to go 9 o'clock. Rami, thank you for taking the time
to
chatting to us.
Everyone in South Africa, I've so enjoyed you.
Good. We just hope you, I hope you have an amazing time and that you can spread this message.